What are you doing? Dinner. Are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down. Black or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry. Nobody likes me. I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Yosemites.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
That's right. Watch it, kid.
There we go. You can stay up.
Sir, we have to get going.
What?
We have to get going, sir.
I don't want
to
go, Mike.
I know, but it's time to go.
I don't want
to
go,
it's
Mike.
Time to go.
I don't want to go.
Sir, it's time to go.
I don't want to go.
Come on,
I don't want to go.
I know you're having fun, but it's time to go. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Come on. Grab the ball. Give the ball to someone else. Give the ball to someone else. Give the ball to someone else. Mr. President, give the ball to someone else. Give it to someone else. Give it to someone else. Here. No, no. Don't do that. Here you go. Thank you. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. We have to talk to the president of Argentina. Let's go. We have to talk to the president of Argentina. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. Okay, thank you so much. You're the president of the United States. Let's go. You didn't see that. That didn't happen. Thank you very much.
It's the 2020 election, and half of Americans have decided over 200,000 dead is a number they think they can live with. Does President Trump still have a chance of using Rudy Giuliani's strong litigation arm to touch these underage results inappropriately?
We both agree that after this election, there will be a civil war.
And you better be ready to explode thy neighbor.
That's why we're selling our new book, A Bipartisan Guide to Weaponizing Household Items.
Trump is going to be really embarrassed in front of his dictator friends if he lets the democratic process run its course.
This is not the Republican Party I know. The Republican Party I know was much more subtle about their subversion of democracy.
It's really sad.
We are in the third trimester of our election coverage, and it looks like a new president is starting to crown.
Today, Joe Biden urged voters to display the sort of patience they're going to need 100-fold when he's the president.
Democracy is sometimes messy. It sometimes requires a little patience as well. But that patience has been rewarded now for more than 240 years with a system of governance that's been the envy of the world.
He's absolutely right. America is the envy of the world, and if you disagree, we will turn you into a crater.
For his part, President Trump is throwing all his energy into keeping this race alive and well on 8chan message boards.
If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us. I challenge Joe and every Democrat to clarify that they only want legal votes, because they talk about votes, and I think they should use the word legal, legal votes. We want every legal vote counted, and I want every legal vote counted. We want openness and transparency, no secret count rooms, no mystery ballots.
Classic rookie autocrat mistake to only learn how the election works after the election.
Well, let's open up the election oven and see if our country is done smoldering yet. Joe Biden leads the Electoral College 253 to 214 with all eyes on Nevada, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Arizona, where counting continues.
Count the votes! The votes!
New
news from Nevada.
What?
The new votes are tilting heavily toward
Donald Trump.
Apparently, most of them are military absentees.
Of course, Fort Dutton. It all makes sense.
No. That doesn't make any sense. Nevada is my state. I'm going to be president. I'm going to have a lovely inauguration. Billy Joel is going to sing. So you guys have to stop the recount.
I'm sorry, what?
Stop the count.
Right. Now, shut up, Gary. Ma'am, we can't.
I don't care.
The train has very publicly left the station and derailed at high speed.
No, yeah, stop the count.
Ma'am, this would look like a size 14 flip-flop. We really can't.
I don't give a f***.
Yeah, I'm on it. But I think the DJ already spent the deposit. I'm on it, right? Yeah, Amy. Yeah.
I'm tired of losing things! Ma'am, we really ought to get someone who can stall till we find the ballots.
I already thought about that. I've got it covered.
We're still searching for the votes, so we need you to stall.
Amy, I respect the sanctity of this courtroom far too much to stall. This is a simple and straightforward case. Although, in many ways, that's what makes it so complicated. You see...
That's good. Do that.
Before we begin, I would love to define a few key terms. Vote. What is a vote?
Well, I think that's pretty obvious.
Oh, is it, Your Honor? In many cultures, the word vote can mean a myriad of things. It can mean a celebration. It can mean a dance around a fire. It can mean a silent nod. In this room, what does it mean?
Your Honors, I have just been informed that uncounted ballots have been discovered in Washoe County. I'd like to move that those be included in the recount.
Objection. The deadline has already passed.
Your Honor, how is counsel defining deadline and past?
May it please the court. There are many things that we could all stand here and debate for hours on end. Is the sky blue? Is water wet? But isn't it far worse to adhere to an arbitrary deadline rather than counting every valid vote?
You're going to cancel this recount like Anne Frank's bat mitzvah.
Yeah. I'm on it.
We would like to file a motion to exclude all pending ballots from the recount.
Ms. Collins, you do realize that what you're saying is in diametric opposition to the case you presented yesterday.
If the deadline has passed, why is the recount allowed to continue?
Count the votes! The votes!
So, I don't want to sound low energy like Jeb Bush, who was so low energy, such a disgrace. But I am, because the Democrats and the media, the fake news, they're trying to destroy your president. They're trying to destroy me. And I'm still going to fight. I'm still going to fight for us, for our way of life, but most importantly, for me. I will fight for me till the very end, okay? I will destroy your 401k, the environment, democracy, our country. I'll do it all. I will do it all if it means protecting me, and that's what I'm going to do. And I need you to protect me, okay? And, you know, I had to stop playing Philadelphia Freedom. Mike Pence, our great vice president, who's totally gotten on my nerves. Okay, I call him Psycho Christian. Guess que say? Gay. You know, the guy's so annoying. It's like he's a pain in my ass. And not just when he's standing behind me with his evangelical erection. He's like a little too into me. But we're done with playing nice, okay? I need our great people around Philadelphia, okay? You once attacked Santa Claus for a football team. If you're willing to do that, okay, Eagles fans or whoever you are, then you've got to defend your president. You know, like the great Rocky, one of the great people of Philadelphia, and one of the great beater-uppers of African Americans. I need your help now. You need to all be like Rocky, okay, minus the sort of not-so-hot pet shop girlfriend. But I'm telling you right now, they're trying to take me out. They want me to give a concession speech. I don't think so. A concession is when you go to the movies and they say to you, sir, would you like a popcorn? And I say, I would. And I'll take a soda too, a Diet Coke. That's a concession speech. There will be no concession. Go to Philadelphia, load up on Mountain Dew, and start beating up people like you're Rocky. Yes, I'd like to place a collect call for Sleepy Joe. I don't, Sleepy Joe, look him up. He's, you know, at Pennsylvania, Scranton, Delaware. Scranton, he's always talking about Scranton. Okay, you found him? Yes, hello, Sleepy Joe. This is your president, Donald J. Trump. And this has been quite a process. Very interesting election, hasn't it? Election, Mike. Election. You know, you have one advantage over me, I think, just one. But I think you have a much stronger running mate in Koala Bear Harris than I do with evangelical Freddie Mercury. Can't wait to be done with that guy. But let's talk about more interesting things, okay? The election was very strong. I think you'd admit that I did a lot better than you did in many places, most places, actually. And I think once we... everybody's saying it, but once we get rid of the illegal ballots that I think strongly benefited you, I think we'll see that I, you know, may have won again, upsetting a lot of people, but, you know, I think it's what's best for the country. And we both love the country. I know you love it in your own way, sort of weakly and sleepy, but I love it so powerfully, so powerfully. You know, as long as they don't prosecute me and they don't, you know, give me fewer votes, I love it very strongly. And the idea of not being, you know, in the White House is sort of embarrassing, and I don't like it. And no, actually, you're crying. I could hear you crying. I'm actually very strong. No tears. You're crying. But I think it's important that we respect the will of the people and my will. And, you know, God said, let thy will be done, and I think he was talking about me. So I'm willing to give you a chance here, Sleepy Joe, mainly because I think your wife is too attractive for you, so I think you deserve some respect. You concede, and then I'll concede, and then we hang up. It's the only way to be fair. Okay, you agree? Turn up your miracle here. You concede? Did you say you concede? Okay, I'm still president. Bye-bye.
And the results are in. Conclusive. I'll be live in studio until the election is called.
A blow to democracy, a boon to TV newscasters. But the $1 million year-end bonus question is, when will we know who's won the election?
My guess is sometime in the future.
We were winning.
What happened?
Besides adding in the cities where all the people live.
I could put the COVID-19 task force on the hunt for voter fraud. We're not really doing much else.
Bring the tear to my eye. Oh, no, wait, that's the knockoff cologne I bought from a street vendor at 4 a.m. on my way out of Kurt's Magic... Paula.
This is awesome! It is way past my bedtime!
Well, Jill, we won, right?
It feels like we won, right? Am I crazy or
we
not?
We sure did. Now get out there and tell the American people that the next few days to months are gonna suck.
Done. Whatever happens after this, you'll always be the greatest disappointment of my life.
Thanks, Dad. Now get out there and tell the American people that the election has been compromised by an army of Venezuelan single moms.
Shut up. That was my idea. Hey, gang. Thanks for coming to this month's White House Super Spreader event. I'm going to keep this tradition going till I'm the last man wheezing. Don't be fooled, people. I won this election fair and square. I don't care what the pundits say, what the papers say, or what the voters say. I'm not giving up. As God is my witness, I will never stop fighting the will of the American people. Hello, Delaware! I'm here to give a brief, hasty speech because I'm awake after 9 and it's as cold as Blitzen's. Ain't it great, folks? I want a nail biter against the devil. I can't believe so many of you went out and voted for me during a pandemic. If you get sick, just send me your $30,000 hospital bill and I'll autograph it. The pollsters must stop counting the fraudulent votes in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania.
But keep counting Georgia. I think I got a shot there.
By the way, isn't my election night speech so much better than Biden's? I even provided pre-show entertainment. Fox News on big screen.
These Georgia numbers are not looking good for President Trump.
Moving on.
I'm the one man who can bring this divided nation back together. Sort of like when a delivery guy falls off his bike and a bunch of pedestrians scramble over to help him and realize, wow, we're all totally different, but we're all super worried about this guy.
We won Ohio, we won Texas, and we won Florida twice. We're definitely going to win that state with all the lazy-eyed weirdos in work boots.
What's it called? Bill.
Oh, yeah, Pennsylvania.
Now, Donald Trump's going to tell you he's president, but don't listen to that lunkhead unless he's talking about how fracking is the wave of the future. We need to exhibit patience, people, like Jill does when I use the blender and get strawberry guts all over the ceiling.
I can't believe I lost Arizona.
And here I was thinking I turned a corner with John McCain's ugly pig family.
If I could take back the insults I threw at Donald Trump at that White House correspondence dinner that led him to run for president and destroy democracy, I would. Actually, no, I wouldn't. That guy.
And big totes and repo guys from Deutsche Bank are pulling up in the driveway, so if we could just hit the lights and pretend no one's home.
Hello? I'm here to collect $400 million worth of stuff.
Shut up. Okay, I think we're good.
Wow, am I gonna have a nutso time the next 4 years trying to get anything done while conservatives and progressives both hate my guts. I'm entering office with the slimmest of mandates, a Republican Congress that claims I'm Castro, and a heart that's 78 years old. But the victory's already won. We made Donald Trump a one-term president by replacing him with a one-term president.
You thought you could get rid of me, America, but I'm never going away. I'm like Freddy Krueger on some serious anti-inflammatory steroids.
Don't worry.
I'm not going to let Democrats steal this election.
We're taking this all the way to the Supreme Court.
I got my justice buddies watching my back. Nerdy guy, abortion lady, and my main man. I want to say Bill Kavanaugh, assuming he's not blackout drunk for the next week and a half.
For every MVP, I'm gonna take a headshot. That's how we know who win, or I die!
Don't worry, Pennsylvania loves me. I'm from West Philadelphia, born and raised. Oh, wait, that's Fresh Prince.
Biden wins Pennsylvania, and that's the game. The baseball game. The presidential baseball game.
Can anyone give me a lift to Argentina?
Yes, hello? I'm calling the voter fraud hotline. I'd like to report, my name is Donald, by the way, I think you know me. I'd like to report very strong voter fraud.
Pennsylvania 6,
5,000. I'm in Washington, D.C. I know it's not a battleground, as they call it. It's basically, you know, taken over by the blacks. But I did notice some interesting voter fraud coming from my house, okay? My wife, Meals on Wheels, no, it's a foreign name, Meals on Wheels, I saw her put down a ballot and she voted for Sleepy Joe. She misspelled both words, but she wrote down Sleepy Joe. But I know for a fact, I don't think she's a legal immigrant. No, excuse me. I could get in a lot of trouble. I'm reporting from my own home, but that's how strongly I believe. It's called election, excuse me. It's called election integrity. And this foreign-born person voted for Sleepy Joe, and I don't think she's even allowed to vote. And I would like her, I would appreciate if you at the task force can do, are you able to do an annulment? A marriage annulment to an illegal. I'd like her vote thrown out and all votes from people for Sleepy Joe thrown out. I think they're all illegal. And I would like her stripped of citizenship. Stripped. She does strip. And annulment. Do you handle annulments as well? Because it would be great to do this as sort of a one-stop voter fraud deportation annulment sort of hotline. You don't do that? Okay. Well, anyway, that's a very important case of voter fraud in Washington, D.C., so please handle it, okay? Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Macho, macho man. I've got to be a macho man. Macho, macho man. I've got to be a macho man. And this isn't goodbye, America. I'm just going to say, see you in court.
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration.
I will totally accept the results of this great and historic presidential election if I win.
One of the great features of America is that we have political contests, that they are very hard fought, as this one is hard fought. And once the decision is made, we unite behind the man who is elected.
I have no bitterness, no rancor at all. I say to the president, as a fellow politician, that he did a wonderful job.
Mr. Nixon has won. The democratic process has worked its will. So now let's get on with the urgent task of uniting our country.
Congratulations on your victory. I hope that in the next 4 years, you will lead us to a time of peace abroad and justice at home. You have my full support in such efforts.
The president asked me to tell you that he telephoned President-elect Carter a short time ago and congratulated him on his victory.
The people of the United States have made their choice, and of course I accept that decision.
He has won. We are all Americans. He is our president, and we honor him tonight.
He will be our president, and we'll work with him. This nation faces major challenges ahead, and we must work together.
There is important work to be done, and America must always come first. So we will get behind this new president and wish him well.
I have said repeatedly in this campaign, the president is my opponent, not my enemy. And I wish him well, and I pledge my support.
This is America. Just as we fight hard when the stakes are high, we close ranks and come together when the contest is done.
But in an American election, there are no losers. Because whether or not our candidates are successful, the next morning, we all wake up as Americans.
Whatever our differences, we are fellow Americans. Please believe me when I say no association has ever meant more to me than that.
I so wish that I had been able to fulfill your hopes to lead the country in a different direction, but the nation chose another leader, and so Ann and I join with you to earnestly pray for him and for this great nation.
We must accept this result and then look to the future. Our constitutional democracy enshrines the peaceful transfer of power. And we don't just respect that, we cherish it.
I will totally accept the results of this great and historic presidential election if I win.
In a concession speech, we're being told he wrote himself. Let's listen in.
Unbelievable. My fellow Americans, we won, everybody! We won! Listen to the lying enemy media and the stupid Green Party. I'm still president.
Yeah. He refused to concede. He unilaterally declared victory like a king or a crazy person or a king who's gone crazy.
It's been 3 weeks and President Trump has still not conceded.
Protests outside the White House entered their second month with no end in sight.
We're now on day 77 of the White House standoff.
It was an unprecedented constitutional crisis.
And then, for the last time in our history, cooler heads prevailed.
My fellow Americans, and by Americans, I mean only the people who voted for me. I'll never concede. Concession speeches are for losers, and I'm no loser, folks. I beat myself in the general election, which is practically impossible. I'm a winner!
This is a total disgrace. I disavow this election. I'm staying right behind this desk no matter what. You can't replace me, and definitely not with a woman. Me too? What about me? I'm being evicted like a South African farmer. I won the popular vote. This is white genocide. White genocide. I'll call the Electoral College. They like me. Where's the nuclear football? Give me the nuclear football. What's the number? 867-530. Wow, a truck. Wow.
And that's how the Trump presidency came to an end. And then things got really weird.
Thanks for the song this week from Bill
Conti, Glenn Miller, and Golden Earring.
And thanks to
Rod Serling, Rudy Giuliani, Cartman, Richard Nixon, Anthony Atamanuk,
and
Peter Groves,
The Gay Show,
Joe Biden, Selena Mayer, Amy Bruckheimer,
and
Ben Cafferty, J.L. Corvin,
our
cartoon
president,
Barry Goldwater, Hubert Humphrey,
George
McGovern, Betty
Ford,
Jimmy
Carter,
Walter
Mondale,
Michael
Dukakis,
George
H.W. Bush, Bob Dole, Al Gore,
John
Kerry,
John
McCain, Mitt Romney, Hillary Clinton, Alec Baldwin,
and
Mike Pompeo.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.